One short ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Derech Amunah from Hagoyin HaGadol, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And that is that the topic of yesterday's daf was a koina beizli lonis b'taych sadach haveroi, a koina gimeli lonis b'taych sadach haveroi, but not from the standpoint of the Chesha Mishpat, from the Bava Basra. You get the karka, you don't get the karka, but more specifically from the standpoint of Hilchas Bikurim. Now that fruit grew, you have a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. So what exactly is the halacha going to be? And we saw it's a Mishnah Mesachtes Bikurim, where the Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, if somebody buys two trees b'taychsad chaveroi, so the halacha is Yemevi Bikurim ve'enei kair. Rameir holds, no, Yemevi Bikurim. And the Gemara said, it's Rameir and the Chachamim the Shittasayu in our Mishnah. The same Rameir and Chachamim who argued in our Mishnah. Hakoina Bezilon is b'taychsad chaveroi. Whether or not you have karka are arguing whether Yemevi Bikurim, Yemevi ve'enei kair. That says, according to the Chachamim, you don't have karka, Yemevi ve'enei kair. According to Rameir, you have karka, and as a result, you're going to be a Mevi Bikurim. But the Gemara had a whole bunch of issues that needed to be worked out. The most notable issue is, the Gemara said, I understand. If you're telling me that in order to be a mevi v'kayra, you have to own karka, that's why if you're kind of bezi lanes b'techsad chaveroi, the halach is you're mevi v'ena kayra, then the chayra should have to own karka in order to be a mevi. And if you don't have to own the karka in order to be a mevi, so why do you have to own the karka to be a mevi v'kayra? I mean, where did we get this inyan that if I own the tree but I don't own the field, so the halach is that I'm a mevi v'ena kayra? If owning the field, owning the karka is ma'akiv, then it should be ma'akiv and being mevi. And if it's not ma'akiv, then you should be able to be a mevi v'kayra. The Gemara's kashin was ma'manavshach. And the Gemara said that, excellent kasha, you have to say that when the Chachamim say Akoina Bezin Lon is B'techsad HaVeroi, the halacha is you don't get karka. It's not B'teiris Vada that you don't get karka. It's only B'teiris Sofik that you don't get karka. It was really Sfuke Mesafkele Rabbanan. They weren't sure. Do you get the karka? You don't get karka. And being that they were Sfuke Mesafkele, being that they weren't sure, so it's for that reason the halacha is you maybe, but you ain't a kaira. You maybe because maybe you own the karka. And if you own the karka, now you have a chir bikurim. Okay, so now Misafik, go bring bikurim. But at the same time, you ain't a kaira because maybe you're not chayiv to bring bikurim. And on the tzad, you're not chayiv to bring bikurim. You can't be kaira. And that's why the halacha is maybe ain't a kaira. They'll say, it's in order to be chayiv and bikurim, you have to own the karka. It's not enough that you own the tree. You have to own the karka as well. But by kind of basic lawness, but the chaveri, it's a suffix whether you own the karka. So on the tzad, you own the karka, you have a regular chayiv bikurim. On the tzad, you don't own the karka, you don't have any chayiv at all. So what do you do, misafik? You may be misafik, but you ain't a kaira misafik as well. And the Gemara had a whole bunch of issues that you're going to bring Bikurim into the Beis HaMikdash Misafik, you bring Chulun Lazara, you'll be Makdash it. How's the Kohen going to be able to eat it on the tzad that it's Hekdash? You can't just eat Hekdash. You'll be Poyed it. What are you going to do with the Trumas and Maises? You'll be Mafresh. Who are you going to give it to? You're going to give it to Kohanim. What about Maiser Rishon? Go and quote Rav Lazar and Azari, that even Maiser Rishon goes. But then the Gemara had another kasha. The Gemara said that at the end of the day, how could you get away with being maybe Bikurim, the inner Kohen? There's a mitzvah's kriya. Part and parcel of the Parash of Bikurim is that you read a certain portion in the Torah. So what do you mean that you're going to be a Mevi Ve'enei Kair? Gemara says, that's such a kasha. Kriya is not ma'akev. If somebody would go to the Beis HaMikdash, bring Bikurim, and not read the Parash of Bikurim, he'd be yotze with that. So if that's the case, what emerges is that the Kriya is not ma'akev. So if the Kriya is not ma'akev, so if Oskei Techon. Gemara says, no. I understand the Kriya is not ma'akev. But at the same time, it has to be raw. Now the Rashbam and the Rishonim all ask, what about all these cases of Mevi Ve'enei Kair? So the Rishonim address all of that. But the bottom line is, the Gemara's Kasha is that at the end of the day, at the very least, you have to be Roy Labila. You have to be Roy Lakriya. And this person who's bringing his Bikurim, now Misafik is not there's no scenario where he's able to read, because Misafik, he can't read. And if that's the case, Freik the Gemara, how then could you be a Mevi Ve'enei Kaira? L'chaira, to the extent that you're not Roy L'kriya, it should knock out the whole situation. The Gemara says, Enechanami, it's an excellent kasha. What you're going to do is you're going to circumvent the whole halacha of Kriya. You're going to do it Alidei Shliach, you're going to be Beitzer, you're going to send it Alidei Shliach, you need L'kicha V'ava Ke'echad, and if you don't have that, there's no Chiyah Bikurim anyways, and that's the way you're going to go about and do it. But then the Gemara, at the very, very end of the sugya, had like a little proscript. And the Gemara says, at the end of the day, on the top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph, what's the problem in a situation of Safek of even reading the Parsha Bikurim? Was gate on the Gemara that if you're not sure whether you have a chiyah bikurim, you don't have a chiyah bikurim, so you may be in a kur. You may be misafik, but you're in a kur. Why can't you be kur misafik? The Gemara's lashon is psukin enu. Likri. It's just a parashah in the Torah. What's the big deal? Why can't you read these psukim? And the Gemara said two terutz. The first terutz the Gemara said is mishum the mechzik eshekra, because you look like a liar. You're walking in that these fruit came from the land that you gave, and it's on your land. So you look like a shakran. There's a sheker over here. And because there's a sheker, it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. The second terutz that the Gemara gave was, dilma asli lafku inu mitchumu maisa. Because we said that there's a big nafkamina between vadei bikurim and safik bikurim. Everything that the Gemara went through on Pei Aleph on the base. So if you're going to be maybe v'kayra, you may get confused, and you may think that this is a vadai bikurim. So lahoitzim miliban, what we say is treat a little bit differently. What does it mean differently? Don't be kayre. If you're not going to be kayre, like this, people will chapet safik bikurim, and you'll end up fadining, that you won't be nichshol in some things that you may potentially be nichshol. The Shita Mekubetz says, right here, on Pei Aleph on the base, brings from the Tais HaRash, that Tais HaRash said as follows, that this that the Gemara asked in the middle of the sukkah, we just chazered almost the entire daf yesterday's, that how is it that you could be mevi v'nei kaira when you kainish beis ilanis b'tei chsad chaveira? I kriya, although it's not ma'akiv, a b'chol she'ein roi labila bila ma'keves by. That kasha was only Akasha on the first teretz of the Gemara of why it is you can't be kair. Again, the Gemara is the kasha, why can't you be kair? Be kair, what's the big deal? Misafik, you can't be kair. The Gemara said two terutzim. One is sheker. Number two, dilma asli lafke inu mechumo maisa. Says the Tais HaRash, the Gemara's kasha that how could you be maybe vein a kair? I kriya, although it's not ma'akiv, a b'kol she'ein roi lebiva. Dear Bila Makeves, boy, was only based on the first teretz of the Gemara, that the reason you can't do the Kriya is because of Sheker. But according to the second teretz of the Gemara, that the reason you can't do the Kriya is Dilma Asilaf Ke'inu Mechumo Meiser, the Gemara never meant to ask what it previously asked, which is that what happened to Kol She'ini Roya Lebilo, Bila Makeves, boy. And the Tais Rosh explains. He says, if the reason that you can't be Kaira is Mishun the Machzik Keshikra, that's an Issa Deiraisa. That's an Issa Deiraisa. You're not allowed to lie. So if that's an Issa Deiraisa, so that means Midairaisa, it's any Roya Lekriya. If Midairaisa, it's any Roya Lekriya, and Kol She'ini Roya Lebilo, Bila Makeves, boy, Faith the Gemara, this whole maybe Vayne Kaira is dead on arrival. The Gemara has to come on to a teretz. You're going to work with a shlich. But according to the second teretz of the Gemara, it's only Al Tzidil Masi Lafkin and Mechumu Maisa. That's not an Issa Deiraisa. That's only an Issa Rabbana. So Kumtai Smidai Raisa, really, it is Roy Lakriya. Smidai Raisa, it's a Roy Lapila. Kala Roy Lapila ain't Bila Makavis boy. So the Gemara would have never asked the Kasha. Again, this last piece of Gemara was like the postscript. We were supposed to like take for granted up until that point that for some reason you can't be Kairi. And the Gemara worked through how do you make this maybe Vayne Kairi business work? How do you make a Safi Bikurim work? But then the Gemara came to two reasons, which really you have to now reapply to the entire sugya, which is what the Tais HaRash did. And the Tais HaRash says, I'm working through the sugya based on these two taimim. There's one kasha that only makes sense according to one of the mahalchim. If the reason that you're maybe Vayne Kairi is al sheker, oh, if the reason is al sheker, so that's a deiraisa reason. If that's a deiraisa reason, so therefore the Gemara is asking a good kasha. You're in a royal kriya mid deiraisa, kol shein royal pila, bila man kevis boy. If, however, it's only duma asa lafkinu, it's only an isad rabbanan. If it's only an isad rabbanan, it means mid deiraisa it is royal pila, but deiraisa is royal pila, so then for sure the pila is not going to be man kevis. So with that hakdama, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Derech Amuna, and this is in Hilchas Bikurim, it's Perik Dalid, Halacha Dalid, in the Bir Halacha. So Zot, Reb Chaim, Dalachayra, I think that this Tosfos HaRash is a makar to something that's mavur in the Rishonim. Not that way, as it relates to the Isser of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So we've been told from the time we were very young children, never tell a lie. Right? It says in the Torah, it's in Parshas Mishpatim, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Stating that, the Yireim, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, and this is in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei, he says a Chiddush Nifla. He says as follows, Tziva Yoytzreinu, Beparshas Ve'ela HaMishpatim, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Which means, Chayev Lehisrachik, Mikol Sheker, Sheyuchal lavoi shikroi lidei hezek. A person has to distance himself from all sheker, where that sheker can lead to hezek. V'tzorich losnis leiv bezeho inyan. You have to be very careful, and you have to be mesim leiv sheyuchal lavoi shikroi lidei hezek, to make sure that a lie that you're going to tell is not going to lead lidei hezek. And he goes on, and he gives different examples that the Gemara brings of midvar sheker terchak, where all those examples are situations where you're going to tell a lie. For example, you're in court or whatever it is, and as a result of the lie that you're going to tell, someone's going to be damaged. And zokti yireim, that is the iser of midvar sheker terchak. Says the yireim, avol sheker she'enei balideira. But anytime a person lies, but nothing bad is going to come about from that lie. Lo yisira Torah olav. The Torah never said it's aser. The davar lamed me in yonai. And the truth is, he says, look at the context of the pasuk where it says midvar sheker terchak. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in the context of the dayan and achirab lahatos, etc., etc. She berasha rola brias hakasa medaber tichsev. That pasuk itself, midvar sheker terchak, v'nakiv etzadik al tarik kiloyatzik rasha. It's mefurish. So says the Yireim that we know there's an issa in the Torah of midvar sheker terchak. But this issa in the Torah, midvar sheker terchak, is true only if you're going to lie, and as a result of your lie, someone is going to be hurt. Somebody's going to be damaged. But to the extent that nobody is going to be damaged in that instance, it's not something you have to worry about. Says the Yireim, I've won ha'ar on what I'm saying. Because everyone knows this Gemara. So, what do you tell the Kala? You tell her, I don't know, whatever the truth is. That's the way you miraculously lift near Kala. Bisul, and Bisul says, Kala no vichasud. Amr Bishamai. So, Bishamai told Bisul, Elamiyatim, Ishalokach mekach roman ashok. Yishabchene beinav, or yaginene beinav. Heavy oimer, yishabchene beinav. Right? So, Bishamai tells Hillel, Amr Beishamai said to the Vrechem, Harishahoisach Higeris Oisuma, Heich Yoimer Kalanov Chasuda, Vatoira Amra, Midvar Sheker Tircha. So Beishamai tells Beisil, he says, what do you mean Kalanov Chasuda? You're telling me Kalanov Chasuda? He says, what happened to Midvar Sheker Tircha? Beisil tells Beishamai, so what are you going to do? You're going to say that you should know you bought a bad Mekach? Says the Ureim, what's that? Beishamai told Beisil, Midvar Sheker Tircha. What's the midvash sheker terchak? I just said midvash sheker terchak is only if someone's going to get hurt. Who's going to get hurt by you saying kalanah v'chasuda? To the contrary, it sounds like it's a good thing what you're doing. Says the Yireim, no. You have to say Beishamai holds that saying kalanah v'chasuda when really she's not a kalanah v'chasuda, she's a kalah k'mo shehi. There is a little bit of ra, and the reason is sheniru k'goin of das. Because a little bit you've been going of das habal, and as a result there is a tzad hesek. So zokti Yireim, even though at first glance this shitas beishamai in this gemara ksubas is a bissel mashman nishta zayvimir, but zokti Yireim it's not really a kasha, and the reason it's not really a kasha is because you could touch up a little bit of a tzad hesek. Demises, the mefarshe hayireim all speak out fire, because everyone asks everyone. This is one of the great kashas. Beisil didn't answer Beishamai's kasha. Right, Beishamai told Beisil, Kala nove chasuda, at the end of the day, midvar sheker terchak. What does Beisil say? So what do you want to say? So what should you do? You should tell the truth? Yeah, you're supposed to tell the truth. Right? That's the way we were raised. Right? That's Beisil's response. Okay, Beishamai, no? Good. Go tell the emes. See what's going to come from it. What do you want me to tell you? It says in the Torah, it's a pasuk in the Torah, midvar sheker terchak. But this Yireim, he's telling you what the teretz is. The teretz is because Beisil holds that there is no midvar sheker terchak over here. Because really, nothing bad's going to come from it. And that nothing bad's going to come from it, there's no midvar Beishamai. That's what he's saying. In Beishamai's world, he hears up that you're being going of das habal, and because you're being going of das habal, there's a tzad hezek. So the machlokes Beishamai Beisil is whether there's a tzad hezek or there's no tzad hezek. Or bedos alein that you're not telling the truth, that in and of itself is not a kasha. This Yireim is a teretz nifla to that shitas Beisil, which Kamakumus in Nishtabru to try to be Miyash. But the Yireim is saying a major Yisayit. The Yireim says that even though it says in the Torah, Midvar Sheker Terchak, I mean, you have to be careful with this Yireim, right? It means that if someone's going to be hurt, someone's going to be damaged with this lie that you're going to tell. But if there's no Nezek and there's no Ra that's going to come about from what it is you're saying, right? Somebody asks you, what do you have for lunch? You had pizza and you tell them you had tuna fish. Okay, what should I tell you? That's not Midvar Sheker Terchak in the world of the Yireim. One of the mefarshim on the Yireim a kadmoin is the tayefes re'em. And the tayefes re'em on the side, he says, I have two rayas to this chiddush of the Urayim. Two short, very well-known Gemaras. The first is the Gemara Masechtis, Yevamos Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about Rav's Shalom Bayis. The Gemara says, Rav have a kometzar le devisa. Rav had a wife that used to go out of her way to be Mitzai Rav. Ki amala, if Rav would tell his wife, Avidi li tloifri, I want you to make me lentils, avdele chimtzi, instead she would make beans, kidneys. Chimtzi, avdele tloifri. Ki godachi Yibrei, when Rav's son Chia got a little bit older, so he poshef had rachmanus on his father. He says, every day, Rav ends up eating the opposite of what he wants. So what did he do? Apachle. He would go and tell his mother, when the tata said, I want klufchi, so what would he say? He would say, you know, the tata wants chimtzi, because he knew that she's going to do the opposite. So like this, Rav ends up getting what's supposed to happen. Amale, so Rav, one day, goes to his son Chia, and says, you know, your mother, she's steiging. She started, like, listening to me. Amale, so Chia said to his father, he said, I have to be honest with you. The mom is the Zelda mom. She hasn't improved in any way. I know who the car fichnala. I've been helping you. Amale, so Rav told him, Hainu the Kamri and she, oh, this is what people mean when they say, denothik minach time of malfach, that sometimes your children are going to have your back. They're going to look out for you. Stating that, Rav tells his son, Ulam, at loy tavid hachi. He said, don't do this. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, limdu l'shoinam daber sheker. Have a nilu. It's a pasuk in your miyo perik test pasuk. No. Freight the toyefes re'ein. Don't do it. Why? Because it says limdu l'shoinam daber sheker. Don't do it because it says it pasuk in ve'elam ishpat. It says in the Torah what? Midvar sheker tirchak. Zok there. No, because nothing bad was coming for this. Other rabbi, it was good for Rav. And being that there was no nezek and there was no ra that was, now a little bit going of das abrius, but maybe that's because we pass on like Pesil. But the point is, there was no nezek that was coming from it. And being that there was no nezek that was coming from it, so it's for that reason, what was Rav's taina? Rav's taina was a pasuk in Yeremia, not a pasuk in Mishpatim. Another makar that the Efes Re'im brings is a Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Gemara says, Amar Reb Zeira, Lo Leima Inish Li Anuka, Di Yavne Lach Midi, V'lo Yavle. Never tell a child that I'm going to buy you a present and end up not buying it. And the reason is, Mishum Da Asi Lach Murei Shekra, because you're training the child to be a shakran, and Shenemar, and the Pasuk says, Limdu L'shoinam Daber Sheker. Yirmiyo Perek Tes Pasuk Dal, same Pasuk. And you have to be careful. You can't train people to do Sheker, because of this pasuk of Lim, the Tayefes Reim, don't tell a child you're going to do something and not do it because of Yirmiyo Perek Tes. What happened to Midvash? The teretz is because you're not being masakim and you're not being Gairam Ra. And if to the extent that there's no nezek that's coming about from the sheker that you're telling, in that instance, this in and of itself is not going to be a problem. The truth is that this chiddush from the Urayim is Kemat Mefurish in Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva. So this is in Shari Shlishi. It's in Ois Kuf Peyal. So last week we learned a little Masil Susharim, the Kavid, Chayyashel. Now we'll learn a little Shari Tshuva. So Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. Hachela Karavit. So Rabbeinu Yonah over here is talking about the Katshakarim. So we know there's four kitas that are not Royas Pnei Shechina. One of them is the Katshakarim. So he divides up all the different types of Sheker into multiple groups. Hachela Karavit. Hameshaker Besipur Advarim Asher Shama. So somebody's going to tell a story, and he's purposely going to distort the facts. There's no tayeles in this sheker, and there's nobody that's going to lose out because of what he's doing. This is his mahalach. He's a pathological liar. He pasha can't help himself. He has a geshmak. Mamish, he has an ahava. This is his MO. He lies. Sometimes he doesn't just change the facts, but he's such a baldimian, he's such a balachaloimis, that sometimes he makes up the whole story. To an extent, his punishment is much more lenient. But there's another problem. And that is because this person, being that he's a liar, and he loves to lie, so al zeh nemar mishlei perik va pasuk yotes, yofiach ksovim eid shaker, that if someone is yofiach ksovim, and this person, he likes to just tell lies, eventually he's going to be over like sanabriach eid shaker. He's going to end up being an eid shaker. Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, aber zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, that this is a person who's lying, but he's lying for no tayelas, and there's no hefsed lezulasa, no one's going to lose out from it. So this person is yekal onshe mitzad echad. Why? Because this is not your regular, classic, prototypical sheker. Now, mitzad sheni, this guy has a problem. He has a real issue, because if you lie for no tayelas, you're going to end up. So right now, yeah, I'm just lying for no tayelas. Yeah, but you're the guy we're worried about, because you're going to end up being the leisana briyach eichakim. Either way, continues Rabbeinu Yoina. He says, v'zeh achelik hitiru l'kayim mitzvah sudrishas toiv v'shalom. He says, this chelik of sheker is with chazal w'mekel sometimes. And they said that nipnei ha-shalom, if you want to lie, you could lie. V'amru, and they said, k'subas yud zayin, ki muta l'shabeich ha-kalo lifnei ha-chosin, v'leimra sh'ino v'chasud afu b'she'inokei. Mamish the Uraim. This is Pshan and Beisul. I midvashaka tirchach. That's Beishamay's teretz. What is Beisul going to say? Beisul is going to say, no, there's no problem over here because there's no hefsel lezulasoi. There's no tayelas pishka. Now there is a tayelas, a good tayelas. There's nothing bad coming from it, and as well, you don't have to worry about it. Va'amru yivamisamechei mutal l'shanos mipnei hashalom, etc., etc. So these coolest that you find when it comes to sheker, it's dafke sheker where there's nothing bad that's going to come from somebody. But in the event that there's going to be some hefset, something bad is going to come, then already it's going to be more chomer, and avadi, you're not going to have all these coolest. The way Reb Chaim Kanievsky understands it in his Derech Amuna is that the Issa D'Oraisa on Midvar Sheker Tirchak is only when there's a Hefsed L'Zulasa. To the extent there's no Hefsed L'Zulasa, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. All it is, his words are an Issa D'Rabbanon. Derech Kabbalah, but it's an Issa D'Rabbanon. And being that it's an Issa D'Rabbanon, so it's for that reason you have all these coolers. You know, we spoke out not so long ago a raid bite from the Shailos Teshuvas Torah L'Shma. We talked a little bit about who the Shailos Teshuvas Torah L'Shma was. Was it the Ben Ishchai? Was it Yecheskel Kachal? But the bottom line is we spoke out. That raid bite was focused on Simon Shin Samech Dalet, where he has a whole Rishima. He was Mamash Moina, 30, 40 different places where you find Chazal with Meshanim Epnei Hashalom. One of the Mamar Kamis he brings, by the way, is our Gemara, Bava Basra Pei Bez. But he goes through all these different places where you find so many instances that Chazal were Mekel. But what's coming out for Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Havana in the Ireim and Rabbeinu Yoina from the Gedolei Rishonim that talked about this Indian is that that's only true to the extent that there's no hefset that's coming to somebody. But the minute there's a hefset that's coming to somebody, that's already a whole different Indian. That's midvar sheker tirchak. That's already an issa d'oraisa. And when there's an issa d'oraisa, then already there's no makor to be mekel. You know, it's very interesting that the moinah mitzvahs, they're not moinah. Midvar sheker tirchak is one of the mitzvahs. Yav lisan b'rachi etshaker, which is one of the Ten Commandments, not only a mitzvah. But midvar sheker, the Rambam doesn't bring it, the Chinuch doesn't bring it. So really, in the world of Sefer HaMitzvahs, you don't have so much on midvar sheker tirchak, because the moinah HaMitzvahs were not moinah. I think the smag is moinah, but all the moinah HaMitzvahs that we're familiar with, they're not moinah, the mitzvah midvar sheker tirchak, which in and of itself is Tzorach Talmud. But the bottom line is, said Reb Chaim, it's mavur from the Gedolei Rishonim that what? It's mavur that midvash sheker tirchak, that's an issa d'oraisa, is only true if somebody's losing. If there's a hefsed lezulasai, but to the extent that no one's going to get hurt, no one's going to be damaged, no hefsed lezulasai, although there's an issa d'rabbanon, but there's not an issa d'oraisa. Zok there, if that's the case, what's the Tosfos Rosh saying? Tosfos Rosh said that when the Gemara said that I don't understand, how could you be mevi v'nekayr when you come to Beis Lamas b'tayich sada chaveiroi? You have to do the kriya. So the Gemara says the kriya is not ma'akev. So the Gemara, kriya is not ma'akev. I understand. Because shein roi lebila bila ma'akevus boy. It has to be roi lebila. Zok the Tosfos Rosh. That's only a problem to the extent that the reason you're in a kriya is out in issa d'oraisa. But if it's in issa d'rabbanon, then already it's not going to be an issue. Zok there. I think it's totally in the two. To Mahalchim and the Gemara, why it is that you can't do Kriya. If the reason you can't do Kriya is, I'll check it. Oh, Zok Tosfos Rosh, that's an Issa D'oraisa. But if the reason you can't do it is, I'll Dilma Asu Lafku in a Mitchumu Meiser, so that's only an Issa D'Rabbanon. If that's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, so I don't think it's going to be a problem. Zok Reb Chaim, what's the Issa D'oraisa of Sheker? Lefi the Yireyim and Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, which seems to be the Pashtus. That seems to be the Pashtus. If that's the case, then L'chayra, even the Tzad Sheker is not an Issa D'oraisa. So the both Yisuri D'Rabbanon. If the both Yisuri D'Rabbanon, then good, you have to give Tzchanetz in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, it's Mavur. It's Mavur from this Tosfos Rosh. Klar! L'chayra, not like the Ireim, and not like Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. Demis is, the Tayefes Re'im, in his Pirush on the Ireim, one of the Marmakoimus that he brings, is he says, take a look in the Sefer Charedim. It's in Perik Yud Beis. mitzvahs aseh min ha-toira ha-tluyin be-peh ba-kono ve-efshel l'kayim b'chol yoyim. So he's talking about mitzvahs that you could do every day. They're tluyos be-peh, that's the mouth, the kono is the trachea of Masechtos Chulin fame. But the bottom line is, he lists a whole bunch of mitzvahs. Mitzvah chaf vav in the Sefer Acharei. Mitzvahs aseh l'daber emes. Afilu b'milu da'alma. The leku bahu dror de mamayna shenemar midvar sheker terchak mashma afilu leku rak dibur ba'alma. Two things. Number one, it sounds like it's a mitzvah saseh to tell the truth. So anytime somebody asks you a question and you tell the truth, it's a mitzvah saseh. And that's what he's talking about. It's a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah saseh ledaber emes. Namal, it's lav abo michlal saseh. No, mitzvah saseh ledaber emes. But he says lechayim mafurish afilu b'mili da'alma. Even if someone asks you what you have for lunch, tell them the truth. Because if you do that, you'll be mekayim and mitzvah saseh. And this is the way the Tefes Reim brings it. He says, from the charedim it's mavur, not like the Yerayim. But the emes is, but Muscha Rishon, the charedim was an achron. He was a very early achron. He lived in the Dor, the Mesiyah Yosef Kiddo. But he's an achron, he's not a Rishon. So how's he arguing with the Yerayim? Has he argued with Rabbi Yonah Shari Tshuva? This Tosis Rosh, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was Medayik from, would be as Gishmakim, Aram Okim, it's a Yishuv. L'cheri, this Atana de Messiah Yalei, the Charedim held like the Tosis Rosh. Where's this Tosis Rosh? Talked away, Ben Benoisha talked away. Here in Baba Basra, that pay Aleph on the base, but Al Kapanim, we have Atana Messiah Yalei. Abul Maisa, Rav Chaim held that it's so posh at this Yisoid of the Yerayim. Even though there's a charedim, not that way. But it's so posh that this yisoid of Iran that midaf miyash is in the Tais Rosh. Can't be Tais Rosh holds not that way. It's posh. There's no question. You see from all the places that Chazal were mekel, Mepnei HaSholem, which is really, that's where Ben Yoyna speaks out in Shari Tshuva. It's clear that telling a lie is not always an Issa Deiraisa. Because where it's an Issa Deiraisa, Chazal would not be able to be mekel. And he says, if that's the case, how do you give Zechanetz with this Tais Rosh? So he says, could be. Tais Rosh just said one thing. He said that according to the first parrots of the Gemara of why you may be vein kaira, the not being kaira is midday raisa. According to the second time of the Gemara, Dilma Asalafko Inu, it's midrabana. Pashtis, what's the day raisa? The day raisa is midvashaka tirchak. It's a sheker. But says Reb Chaim, maybe the deiraisa that Tais Rosh means is not the Issa Sheker. But maybe the deiraisa that Tais Rosh is referring to is a different deiraisa. And that is you're in the Mokum HaMikdash. And when you're in the Mokum HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah esed deiraisa of es Hashem Elokecha Tiro. And es Mikdashai Tiro. You have to have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have Yira from the Mikdash. And when a person is in the Mokum HaMikdash, and you're now going to recite, if you're going to say something that's Machzik HaShikra, it's not al Sheker. Because sheker is a tnai. There has to be a hefsel l'zulosay, and there's no hefsel l'zulosay by you going and saying the parasha bikurim or b'achsar ne'mayrim mikdash edosya. That if you don't have that ema yira reses and zaya that you're supposed to have in the makam mikdash, so you're going to be over the isra of Hashem lekachatira, and it brings a marmakim for such an Indian. Says Dr. Chaim, it could be the Tais Rosh doesn't mean sheker. Normal, you learn the Tais Rosh, of course he means sheker. But if that's the case, it's nistar from the sireyim. Dr. Chaim, maybe the Tais Rosh didn't mean sheker. Maybe what he meant was as Hashem alikachatiri meant Meirah Mikdash, but al kaponim that would be this day raisa. But this is a very big chiddush. Again, don't tell this to your children. But this is a very big chiddush. We keep this between ourselves. That midvar sheker tirchak, that's an isaday raisa. That's only to the extent that there's an hefsed lizulasa. But if there's no hefsed lizulasa, it's not an isaday raisa. And Reb Chaim's words, it's an Issa de Rabbanon, but it's definitely much more kuludig, and all the different kulas that you find, that Chazal said you could be Meshanim ibn this, you could be Meshanim ibn that, it's all related to this Inyan, where there is no Nezik that's going to come about, Ayudei de Sheker.